campus, your voice, your Colonials. RMU Radio is the home for men's basketball.
Stewart in transition, a mini throws one down over JoJo Cooper, put him on a poster.
Men's hockey.
For Zach Lynch, he's going to go for the net, can they make it four? He does!
And RMU football. Listen online at rmuradio.com or on the Century Media app. Your Colonials play right here on RMU Radio.
Listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice, Tuesday night spaghetti dinner show. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Ogie. To my right, I got my co-host, Mr. Michael Spellman.
What's happening, everybody?
And we got a couple guests in studio with us tonight. Across from me, we have Mr. Joe Babaganoush.
Hello.
And we also have Mr. Jesse Lyons.
Thing on?
Yes, it's on. You don't have to do that.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to the show. How was everyone's week?
Well, all right. I say I'd have better weeks, but, you know, I'm getting through it.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good past week for myself. Except for the fact that I had, like, 5 tests.
Yeah. Jay Small.
So, no.
Speaking of tests.
Not to brag, but I did get a higher grade on my math test than Joe.
What'd you get?
I got a 98.
I got a
95. I got a
99. He did not get a 99.
Got a 99.
He definitely didn't.
I've actually never gotten anything lower than a 99 on any test ever.
What did you get in sociology last semester?
A 95.
Out of what?
That's not important.
312.
But you passed, so that's all that matters. You passed.
Yep. Yeah,
so congratulations.
Thank you.
Here to you. All right. So we had some tests taken this week. What else happened?
Anyone else?
Nothing.
Anything interesting happened to anyone this week?
I did some gym things, but we don't need to
tell me your big accomplishment.
You were bragging about it on Facebook. Might as well brag about it on the radio.
All right, I was able to do 315 pounds on the bench. I was able to do 325 on the squat and 385 on the deadlift.
Wow.
Totaling 1,025 pounds.
Unbelievable.
Ogie, you commented on that cool question mark, and I texted Jesse. I said, you should comment back. I bet you just hit 315 too and then had to sit on a bench. Like your weight.
like a weight joke.
Like a fat joke.
And
but he said no.
And you're muted. So,
hey.
Anyway, well, that's good. Jesse's a gym rat. There's that. Joe had some tests.
Joe ruined his coat as well.
I did ruin my coat.
What happened to your coat?
Well, I was running across the somewhere, and I turned a corner. I wasn't really running, but turned a corner and it caught my buttons and they all popped off. So
Do we have a soundboard?
We're reviving the soundboard.
Nice.
That
I like
actually
that.
Made me scared. That frightened me a lot.
What was that one? What was the name of that one?
Wait, can you do? Is there like a sad trombone? Like.
Please tell me you're just not gonna you're not gonna play with that the entire show, are you?
Yeah, why not?
You need to do these experimenting before the show. So we have it down pat.
Why? You don't like... now it's going to an ad, so it's not
fun
anymore. Whatever.
That's not fun.
No, I won't use the soundboard.
Yes.
So, what else? Well, Pittsburgh news. Heath Miller retired.
Heath Miller did retire.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, don't make it sound like you care, Ogie.
I don't care.
I love Heath Miller.
It's a sad, sad day when I heard that.
I'll miss that man.
Joe, were you sad when you heard about
I mean, I watch football occasionally, and, you know, I always watch, like, the Steelers with my family, so it's kind of sad. And I remember watching Heath Miller in the Super Bowl.
He was my favorite player.
Oh, yeah?
He definitely was. He was a fan favorite, for sure. He will be missed.
Well, that's a shame. I'm sure he's the first of many players to announce their retirements coming up here soon.
Hopefully not James Harrison.
If anyone, it should be him.
Nope. I mean, he's got another 50 years.
I'm sure Peyton Manning is going to retire soon.
Keep playing.
You think he's going to keep playing?
Brett Favre.
I honestly think he's going to keep playing.
Really?
I just don't think he has the skills to play anymore.
Yeah, I think he's just getting too old.
I think their Super Bowl win was a product of their defense.
Their defense and running game.
And their backup quarterback. He did well enough to win. So.
I think Peyton Manning would be wise to just call it quits.
You're making millions and millions and millions of dollars though.
Yeah,
second.
That's true.
I wouldn't quit if I was like an old man in a wheelchair. People were just plowing through me like 8 concussions per game.
Steve Nash, when he was playing for the Lakers, had a back injury for like 2 years, and he said in an interview he wasn't going to retire because he's making like $5 million or whatever it was that season. So he wasn't just going to retire. Even though he knew he was not going to play. Because why would you? If you're going to get paid millions of dollars to hang out, go on nice flights in first class, like, no, it's not. I'm not going to retire.
Hang out with your buddies?
Yeah, you get to hang out with your buddies for millions of dollars. Why would you not? That's what I would do.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's old. He keeps getting hurt. I think it's time for him to just call it.
Be a full-time Papa John's
spokesperson.
Yeah. What is happening over there? That is strange. So, let's change up the subject here. I came across something I wanted to talk about.
All right, go for
it. Shia LaBeouf recently, we all know he's kind of going off the deep end, but this new thing that he just did, for an art project, stayed in an elevator for 24 straight hours. Well, how do you guys feel about that?
Did he have food with him?
You know, I'm sure like someone brought him snacks or he had something. I don't know. But it just says, it's a project called Hashtag Elevate. And him and his buddies just chilled in the elevator for 24 hours.
Where was the elevator? Was it at least like somewhere cool, like a mall or something? Or?
Oxford University.
Oh, so
in England. So like he just hung out in the elevator, talked to like his collaborators and like students and anyone who needed to use the elevator.
Interesting.
So
he didn't like people were like going in and out.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. It was like a regular.
Let me get that for you.
Yeah. So he was like a elevator attendant for a day.
Pretty much, yeah.
Interesting.
They said here it says. He chatted about philosophy, candles, eating Pop-Tarts.
Eating Pop-Tarts?
Eating Pop-Tarts, yeah.
Interesting.
And it was all live stream.
And why did he do this?
For art.
Art?
For art.
That's considered art.
I feel like at any point that could be
Let me tell you
what happens to me in the Yorktown elevator.
For Ogie and his girlfriend's anniversary, I wanted to set up a nice dinner for them. In one of the elevators. And I would have been like...
That would be hilarious.
I know. Me and Jeff were going to be like... he was going to be like the hostess, and I was going to be like a waiter. And like anytime someone was like trying to get into the elevator, we're going to be like, oh, sorry. We're full up.
Private party.
We're full up for the night. Can't do this. Would you do this?
Would
anyone hear
would
me?
I sit in an elevator for a whole day? No, I'd get bored. And you get motion sickness.
I'm
going up and down all day?
Yeah, I was just saying, when I get off an elevator, like, every time for some reason, like, I still feel like I'm elevating, like, a couple seconds after I get off. It's, like, really screws up my mind.
How much money would it take to get you guys to do this?
$8.
$8. Actually, I think I have that in my wallet.
You wanna give it to me?
Take the show on location. We'll go to the elevator and we'll do it from the...
Oh, yeah? $100. $100, 24 hours in the elevator.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah, exactly.
$100, and that's... I don't know if I'd do that for $100. That's like less than minimum wage.
You're still doing
to
nothing.
To be in an elevator, I'd say $1,000.
$1,000
for 24
Good lord!
Yeah. Where does he go to the bathroom?
That's a good question.
Where he probably has a bottle or like a bucket with him.
That'd be. I wouldn't want to ride that elevator. during the act of it, you don't even know what's going on. Like you open the elevator, like child bump, just
penis in a
taking a dump in a can. Like, just
do it.
That'd be interesting. It's for the new Transformers movie.
What's the weirdest thing you guys would do for art?
Nothing.
No.
No.
Yeah, I would do some things.
You don't have any crazy ideas in your head that you would do? Call it art?
I mean, you saw me posing yesterday.
Let's not bring that up.
I used to be in an improv performance ensemble called Ensemble Immersion, and one time it's like a random show that like does a bunch of things involving music, media, dance, and all that. And I had a section in one of it where I juggled on one foot and recited pi, because I can recite pi, actually.
Do it.
How far can you go?
Well, I can probably do about 65 digits.
Go. Ooh, go.
Jesus. Do you have it up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, check it.
Wow.
Because the first thing I do that, I'm like, okay, recite pi. And I'm like, all right. You're like, you know, I could be making up those numbers. And then I always recite it twice.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on. Let's take bets on where he screws up. I'm saying he can get 15 decimal places 15? In.
15.
I'm going... I think he's truthful. I think I'm going to go like 60. I think he can get like 60.
I'll give you 30. 60. I'll give you 30 in.
30. Ready?
Yep.
3.14159265. Oh, my God. 7939932 7950289937510582097494592
Okay, he stopped here.
That was a lot of numbers.
I think it's like after it's like 785 64.
It's 7878164062862. I'm trying to count. Hold on.
About 64.
Okay, how many was it?
6, 7.
Did you get it yet?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65.
Is that exactly what
that is really impressive. That's
impressive. Why is that a skill you have?
Is that on your resume?
Well, for some reason, like, I've always been interested in mathematics, and on Pi Day, when I was in sixth grade, I recited 300 digits.
Jeez.
From my class. Holy.
Did you like study for it?
I was just bored one night and memorized pi.
I'm gonna study pi.
Once you start doing it, it's like, it sounds really crazy, but like, it's when you progress, it's like almost like you're going over like a trail or something like that. You're just like, oh, I remember this part of the trail. That's this collection of numbers. That's kind of how I remembered it.
I can't even do the alphabet without singing in my head.
Wow. That's impressive, Joe.
That is impressive.
Do you like when you go to try and hit on chicks, you're like, hey, I can recite pi to 60 decimal points. I feel like you should lead with that next time you go and
talk
to someone.
Next female that should I see, I will hit on her.
We're going to hold you to that.
All right. I will.
That should be your Tinder profile.
Do you ever brag about it?
He just did.
Here's the thing though. When I was saying I recited 65 digits of pi, 1 foot juggling, and then at some point, some people came up and just pied me in the face. And that's how that
nice.
That, ended. That was a segment I was on. I did, but yeah, I've told a couple people randomly when it ever came up with like, you know.
How good are your juggling skills?
Pretty decent actually.
Yeah. How many balls are
three?
Nice.
Does it
but
have to be
three like steadily, like not like a wimpy three, like it's like a nice like.
Does it have to be tennis balls or can it be anything?
Anything really.
Really.
Cats?
So someone find three well, random
objects.
If
you give me three
right
like equally distributed weight. No, I can't do paper.
A piece of paper.
A water bottle.
Paper. Phone and a water bottle.
Huh. That's interesting.
Jesse, what would you do for art?
Literally anything. If you're gonna give me money. There's a lot of things.
You're going to give me money.
There's a lot of things I'll do for some money.
I will say, in high school, you would just, like, if anyone dared you to eat a weird combination of foods at lunch, you did it.
That's still a thing.
What's I remember the weirdest thing you've...
The one that I could not watch him do it. He dipped a banana in barbecue sauce and then sprinkles, and I just... It was disgusting.
I do remember that. It did not taste good.
No, I wouldn't.
Why would it? Why? It didn't taste... That's, like, not supposed to taste good. Like, I hope that wouldn't taste good.
Well, you know, they said, Jesse, do it, and I was like...
It's not the worst thing I'd seen it.
I had a friend in high school, and his name was Christian Fry, and he would literally, like, eat any insect. Like, he would eat stink bugs. He'd eat...
No!
No, he was insane at it. Like,
bees?
It was,
good
yeah.
Lord.
Bees?
Why? Bees? How do you start something like that? Like, how do you start the habit of just eating random
well,
stuff?
Well, hold on. Would he pull the stinger out first?
He just ate it. He said it tasted sweet.
Like, was he allergic to bee stings?
I would assume not. But he would also, like, at lunch, like, people would, like, you get, like, a little, like, thing you put, like, your ranch in. People would come from around the cafeteria and just put whatever you could imagine in there, and he would.
What's the weirdest thing that you saw him eat?
I think one time he had, like, ranch, water, barbecue sauce, what? Like, pudding, like, different kinds of puddings, just disgusting stuff. It
Good
was awful.
Lord.
It smelled awful.
That's awful. See, that's the smell. That's what would get me.
And the funny thing was, there was this girl that he kind of liked to annoy, and he would go up to her and just be like, hey, what's up? And then, like, drink it all, and she'd be, like, disgusted beyond disgusted.
That's, no.
That's just wrong.
I could not eat any insect. I just couldn't do it. It's weird.
I could. You give me a dollar, I'll...
we've already established Jesse would do anything for money, so...
There are places in the world where that's, like, their main food, and that's just so...
I know, the cafeteria.
No, not here. Hopefully not. If it gets to the point where I have to eat insects, I'm just going to die.
Finding a new school. Just find a new school. Cut your losses and just, nope, I'm good.
I'm done. I don't want to be here.
It's been real. That's crazy.
There was one time in lunch where they handed out these... They were bags of stale Cheezios, which are just
like
generic
Cheetos.
Brand Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, we had like 10 or 11 people that sat at our lunch table, and nobody wanted them because they were stale, and so they dared one kid to eat all of them within like 15 minutes.
It got to a point where he was just crushing them up and rubbing them on his teeth.
It was so gross. And he had braces, and they were just getting... It was the worst thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, it was rough.
It was so ridiculous.
He tried so hard.
That's
just
awful.
Just failed, though.
Yeah. It was gross. I did not enjoy that.
Yeah, it was
And bad. That's what our lunch was. Just weird things like that.
Yeah, a lot of things
that was lunch. There's Cheezios.
Well, no, we had other food.
Just lunch. Just a bag.
Hey, sorry, kids. Budget cuts. You're only still Cheezios. Have fun.
We used to have a rule also at lunch where if you spilled something, if you didn't clean it up in 5 seconds, you had to take
everybody's
trays
up.
Well, this one kid one time, he spilled a Gatorade, and his way of fixing it was to just jump on the table with his hands and try to push it all to the ground.
Yeah, he just tried to pull all of the spilled Gatorade onto.
So then he just put it all on himself, and it was just...
There was another time a different kid spilled something, and he just threw one napkin onto it and decided it was clean.
Little sidebar. What are you shopping for, Ogie?
I've got an Under Armour gift card I just remembered I had, and I'm just searching.
I like that Superman shirt right there.
This one?
Yeah.
These
guys are ripped.
Yeah, I look like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Obviously.
For sure.
I wish.
It's hot in here.
It is hot in here, isn't it? It's because, you know what? Because it's finally 60 degrees out.
It's so nice out.
And they still have the heat like it's in the winter.
It's so nice out.
It's not fair.
All right, that's the show. We're going to go play outside.
We're going to go play basketball.
I'm still down to play basketball afterwards.
We can play basketball.
I mean, so whatever.
Speaking of it being hot, Tampa Bay police are refusing to work Beyonce's concert.
Good.
Because of her anti-police performance at the Super Bowl.
Good. Good for them.
See, I didn't really pay attention to that performance. Like, I watched it. What was the anti-police part of it?
Her song talks about anti-police sentiments, and she had all of her backup dancers dressed up like the
Black Panthers.
Okay. All right.
And people are saying, well, if you had someone out there dancing and dressed up as KKK, then it wouldn't be, or then it would be a big deal. But
yeah. No, but, you know, white people can't do any, I don't dislike, you know, the other races, but I will say they are quicker to pull the race card than I am. And it pisses me off. So I think it's just ridiculous. She had a police escort take her to the Super Bowl.
And then she goes
and bashes the police.
Do they get like paid extra to do that?
Who? The police?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Probably.
If they do, like, my thing is, like, I totally get where you're coming from with the whole, like, Black Panther KKK thing, and I agree, but it's like, it's your art. Like, you can be as offensive as you want. That's like, because especially since, like, I went to, like, an art school, like, that was a big thing. Like, I've always thought, you be as offensive as you want with your art. If you offend someone, whatever, but don't say everybody like it.
I think it's perplexing that, I mean, do you think the NFL, like, asked what she was going to perform? And, like, they knew they were going to do that song?
You would think they would have.
You would,
yeah, I'm sure.
But
they
I feel like if they did, why would they have allowed her to do, I don't know.
Well, because Beyonce probably was like, they probably if you don't let me do it, I'm not going to perform.
Beyonce.
Like, well, see, I don't, crowds. I believe that it's okay to be offended. Like, people should get offended.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to get offended. Like,
of course,
when people are like, oh, you can't say that. That's,
things
that's
can't
so
be perfect
mean.
All the time.
Right. But then at the same time, it's how can you give her a free pass on that when people are, you know, crucifying other people for things they're saying and other stuff that's going on? And then, you know, there's a double standard with certain stuff, and that's what gets me mad.
It's like the whole thing, like, it's wrong to censor everything and it's wrong to allow everything. Like,
yeah,
a lot of cases, it's, I like, mean, not really wrong to, like, allow everything. It's just, like, it could be dangerous.
There's a line. You know, right. There's a line, and, you know, there's times where things definitely, people cross it. But I think for the most part, it's, I mean, especially for me with comedy, I think anything goes because it's in the name of comedy. Like, I see stuff, or, like, I'll watch a stand-up show, and, you know, they'll be joking or talking about, like, a subject that, you know, or they have an opinion that I don't agree with, but I don't get, you know, angry at it because it's just a comedy routine.
Right.
I'm fine with it.
The thing that I don't get is, like, okay, she can do whatever she wants. Like, it's her art.
Yeah.
But my question of, like, why would the NFL specifically condone that? Such a big organization condone that. That's where I'm kind of like, but with the whole thing with the police, I'm like, yeah, the police should be like allowed to, like, say no. It's, like, also their opinion to say no, you know?
See, I wonder if the NFL didn't know what it meant. Like, I wonder if they didn't know.
They are pretty dumb.
I wonder if they didn't know there was that hidden meeting. Like, if they just totally, it went right over their head.
I think all they cared about was it was Beyonce, so they were going to bring in money.
Yeah, they knew they were going to get
ratings.
They
should get Krispy Kreme for the next
half time. Froggy Fresh.
Oh, Froggy Fresh now.
Froggy Fresh.
Froggy
Fresh. Oh, you don't know Froggy Fresh?
No.
Oh,
all
right. Gotta look Froggy Fresh up.
We're going to play some Froggy Fresh.
We got to play some Froggy Fresh.
Well, why don't we?
Give me your phone.
Hold on. Let's go to break.
And we'll okay.
We'll look at your little frog friend. And then we
Froggy Fresh.
Whatever. Don't matter.
Frog friend.
What's that song you want? Spell.
What?
Spell put in a request for a song.
I don't remember that.
We'll just play some Froggy
Fresh. I found it. We're good. We'll be back. You'll listen to Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show.
We will be right back.
Boys seem to like the girls who laugh at anything. The ones who get undressed before the second day. Girls seem to like the boys who don't appreciate all the money and the time that it takes to be fly as a mother. Got my both eyes out for Mr. Right. Guessing I just don't know where to find them. But I hope they all come out tonight. Where do the good boys go to? Hide away, hide away. I'm a good, good girl who needs a little company. Looking
Are you a Colonials fan? If you want the best in RMU sports talk radio, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything's cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
That's right. Tuesday night spaghetti dinner. Your campus, your voice, RMU Radio, something like that. Not in that order, but hey, we'll go with it.
We'll roll with it.
All right, so I found your donut song. I'm waiting for the computer
it's
to
Krispy Kreme.
We can yeah, no Krispy Kreme or donuts, Krispy Jesse.
He is not a donut, he's a man.
It's Froggy Fresh now.
It's Froggy Fresh, yeah.
It Froggy Fresh.
It. Trademark reasons.
Oh.
The computer's like dead over here.
It's all right. Let's
there's so many. What are all those question marks on the dashboard?
Where?
On the computer.
Oh, down here? Yeah. Joe, can you try and pull it up?
I think our computer
my computer broke. Just wigged out.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait. No.
Nope.
Spin wheel. Little pinwheel of death thingy.
It is a shame.
So what else do we want to talk about while we wait for the computer to...
Let's talk about Kanye and talk about his death.
Oh, jeez. That's ridiculous. I think it makes me sick.
It's grand.
What happened?
Kanye West, Joe, is $53 million in debt.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And he asked Mark Zuckerberg for $1 billion.
There's no way I'd give him it.
Sounds typical. Like, where does he get off? Like,
he thinks that he is just...
He basically thinks he's God.
I think, honestly, you know how, like, back in the day, you know, if someone, like, gained power, they would just declare themselves a god. I think that's what he's trying to do.
You know what's kind of funny? That kind of reminds me of this in, like, hindsight. I don't know if you guys remember this on, like, Facebook or anything. It was, like, anonymous. Like, the hacker group or whatever had that video towards Kanye West, and they're just, like, interesting that, like, he's completely downfallen now. Like, $53 million.
They did
that's
it.
That's ridiculous. they just stole all his money.
They took it.
But, I mean... How do you get $53 million in debt?
That's a lot of money.
By sitting in an elevator.
Being in an elevator for 24 hours.
Well, Shyla has no money, I imagine. I mean, how much money
I'm sure he has some money. If he hasn't, he must have enough money to where he's going and doing stupid art projects.
Does that mean that, like, we are richer than Kanye West?
We're only
20 million dollars in debt after college, so yeah. I mean,
yeah.
No, but like, if you take all of his assets that he has, like his houses, his cars,
like, yeah, if he sold his stuff,
he would definitely be,
he'd
over
be out
of
debt like
million.
So quick.
Yeah. Right, and that's what a lot of people's problems with it is he's asking Mark Zuckerberg for $1 billion.
He just doesn't want it yet.
He's got fur coats and huge mansions and all this stuff. Like, dude, if you're
just
that,
change your lifestyle.
Yeah, if you've got that big a problem, then fix it yourself.
Yeah,
don't go
right.
Asking all for
right.
data.
Going right, so from one, going working. From a crappy rapper to one who is just
who's
downright
best,
good.
Who's just the best?
This
rap
is Froggy Fresh, the baddest. Formerly known as Krispy Kreme, but for obvious reasons, he can no longer use that name.
Come on, computer.
Just kidding. He broke the computer again.
I didn't do anything.
Just to put this in perspective, he got so big that like they needed him to change his name.
Yeah, this guy got big enough to where Krispy Kreme asked.
They actually.
If he got
him
so big, how come
name?
I've never heard of him?
Well, because you live under
you
a rock
live in
Buffalo.
Buffalo. And they don't
oh,
have
I've heard of this guy.
Yeah, Joe knows him.
He was on Tosh.0.
Yeah, he
was on Tosh.0.
That's where he broke through. That's where he got his fame.
This guy is absolutely.
He's awesome.
He's fantastic.
Oh, wait, here, I found it. We're good. We can listen to it here.
Krispy Kreme!
Froggy Fresh, actually.
2012.
Froggy Fresh.
Yeah. We back up in this.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all already know. Cause I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then
I don't mess
with
y'all.
Y'all think I don't get girls? Cause I ain't very
tall.
If she see my stats, I bet you that she calls. Know that I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all.
Is he Southern? Is this a Southern draw?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Oh my.
I bet you that she calls. I had to fight my whole life. I could beat you up even if you had
1,000 knives.
Even if you had
infinity knives.
This guy's a genius.
Into the air like a kite. I bet you sleep with the night light because you're scared of the dark because you stink like a
fart.
Well, I light your fart on fire with
my rounds.
Fur. Light on fur.
I do it all the time.
Quit making fun of him. He's
I'm not making fun of
good,
him.
This is good. Jay-Z. Compared
Jay-Z. To me, Jay-Z is lazy. Plus Beyonce thinks that I'm cute. It's okay, Beyonce.
I think you're cute too.
I made out with so many girls.
Made out with every girl in the world.
I don't doubt it.
I might look small.
Well, sick rhymes like this, of course,
yes. If you're big, I'll fight you. Well, I do know that I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't
mess
with y'all.
Y'all
think I don't get girls?
No, I think I saw somewhere, like, this kid was actually, like, valedictorian of his class in high school.
Valedictorian of the rap game.
All right, let's move this.
I think the viewers were enjoying that.
My ears are bleeding.
That was wonderful.
That was interesting.
I think he's going to headline, and then Bruce Springsteen's going to be his opener.
That'd be sweet.
I doubt it. Bruce Springsteen doesn't have any openers, and he doesn't open for anyone.
Oh, because I've been to 8 of his concerts.
Yeah,
so I know everything.
I have. He plays in Buffalo next week.
Are you going to go?
No, my dad's going.
Aw.
Nice.
I'm sad.
But that's Froggy Fresh for you guys.
Look him up.
All right, we'll look him up.
It's a good
time. We're going to start a GoFundMe. Get him back in the game.
Ogie, what you got over there on the computer?
Little Bruce. All right, so, Spell.
Yes.
Here is a video.
It's a video.
It is. Oh, man, come on, computer.
I think you got to close some of these.
This is killing me.
Minimizing it is
Yeah.
This is rough. Just pull it up on your phone again.
I'm just going to play Bruce until we can get this figured out. Listen to the sweet sounds of Bruce Springsteen.
I don't know any of his songs, but...
I was trying to find my way home.
What's that even mean?
This is Radio Nowhere. Is there anybody alive out there?
Did you log out on the computer?
Nowhere. No, it's trying to.
This is rough.
But anyway, Bruce plays in Buffalo next weekend. And then
and then what?
I got sidetracked. My sister texted me. and then where was I going with? Oh, he plays in Buffalo next week and then he's in Rochester. And my sister wants to go with my father to Rochester because my dad's got tickets for Rochester too.
Why?
Why not?
Does he play a different song?
You're throwing money away. Buy his album.
What? Okay, have you ever seen Bruce Springsteen live?
No.
Okay, so then you can't talk.
Does he do anything different, though, that, like, going to see him?
He's unbelievable. He's, like,
I'd see him once.
Late 60s. And this man has so much energy. It's the most unbelievable show I have never seen. It's the most amazing show I've ever seen.
Cocaine.
The show is always unbelievable.
How far apart are the shows? How many days?
I can't look at one here. I know the Buffalo show is next Wednesday, and I think he plays in Rochester over the weekend. But before, when I saw him in Rochester on a Thursday night, and then I saw him in Buffalo that next night. Like Friday night, he was in Buffalo playing, and I saw him back to back. This tour, he's doing a smaller tour right now, so he's got a couple days in between dates.
Throwing money into the trash.
I'm actually on Maddie's side in our argument about the money and stuff.
It's a waste of money.
Now that I know that
it's
you're
not
going
a waste
back-to-back
of
days.
Money. Are you kidding me? You guys have never seen him live. It's really hot in here. Jeez.
I would see him live once.
I'd see him live like 3 times, and then after that, I'd be like,
it depends on what. Okay. I'm not paying more. I'm not gonna pay like $100 to see him. And then pay $100 to see him again.
This doesn't make your case any stronger.
Hurry up, because the night belongs to love.
This was from when I saw him in Pittsburgh in the semester. He sounds amazing.
Yeah, alright.
I'm getting chills just listening to it.
Listen to it on your phone!
Alright.
Still not making your
Here's the Rising. He's unbelievable. He's one of the greatest entertainers you will ever see. Anyway, back to the.
John Cena's better.
Okay.
Because you can't see him.
All right, here we go.
Oh, come on, computer.
Dude, just play it on your phone.
Well, play it on your phone. You have it.
Okay, but I'm not plugged into the booth.
So, wait. If you're mocking Bruce all this much.
No, I'm not mocking him. I'm mocking you.
Is there an artist you would see 8 times? Is there someone you would follow on tour?
There's a lot of people I would see 8 times, but not Tuesday and then Wednesday. I wouldn't want
Thursday
to see
then
it
Friday.
It all depends on the money, man.
Honestly, yeah, just thinking of like one of my favorite bands I've seen live, like I might see them back to back. But 8 times, still
yeah,
a lot.
8 times, and every time the show has been unreal. I don't think.
I mean, if you know a bunch of people, your friends and stuff, I don't see why not, honestly.
Okay, so this video I'm going to play right now is a man who is blind, and he's going to draw objects based on what he thinks they look like. So there's like a story that goes along with it, but we're just going to hop right in because I'm interested. This has to be.
Sarah, I'll come back to that. Thank you for texting in. Sorry, my sister's.
Is she trying to defend you and Bruce?
Yeah. My father.
Bring it. Stop.
How are you? The shows are different. I mean, he doesn't play the same set night after night after night. I mean, he mixes it up.
That was my question, though. Like,
yeah, he mixes up the songs. It's not the same 25 songs. It's not the same 3 hours every time.
How long of a break is in between each song? I feel like he needs a big break to like catch his breath.
No, he just keeps going. It's literally the longest show I've seen him was like 3 hours nonstop. He does not take a break. He doesn't take anything. He doesn't have an opener. He no.
For those of you listening, I am poking my nose in a way that suggests that I'm doing cocaine.
He has the sniffles.
All right.
That's okay, sir. I don't know how to work the phone, so thank you for suggesting to call in. Oh, all right, let's go to your blind man trying to draw.
It's loading.
Oh, see,
ResNet is not the.
This is a
I have one question. Like, if it's a video, how are they going to see what he's drawing?
I'm just going to describe it.
Can you draw a picture of what you think things look like?
Drawing for me is sort of a weird thing. I mean, everything in my world is three-dimensional. Everything, right? Everything I touch or experience. So it's very difficult for me to imagine putting a three-dimensional thing onto a flat piece of paper. It doesn't make sense to me, you know what I mean?
This is the blind man
this
talking.
This ought to be interesting. I'm dying to see what we come up with here. You ask for things like a cat or a dog, right? Some animals, a picture of myself, a little piggy. Somebody wanted to see a giraffe.
How does he know? He can't.
Or even a rainbow.
I'm sure he has
someone
reading.
Wanted to see me draw the world.
I don't know about
see, those things are a little tricky for me because I've never touched them or felt them, so I don't know what they are. So I think it's got to be just things that I've experienced.
We'll tweet out the link to okay? this so you can watch it.
We'll just try and draw one. I mean, I've seen them before. We have them as pets and stuff, so let's try a kitty. We'll
do he's a lefty.
Little head. Like this.
You know what that means.
Some sort of triangle kitty ears.
Exactly. He drew a swirl.
Right. No triangle. Two eyes. See, the thing that's hard to do is to remember where you've been. You know what I mean? So let's put a nose on it. So there. So we have a kitty head, and it doesn't really have a mouth. So you just put a couple teeth in him. I don't know. He's a healthy cat. He loves to eat. Look at the teeth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's ferocious.
This is
like,
ridiculous.
So the back of the kitty, right? So he's down like this.
Better drawing than I can
sort
do.
Sort of like that, right? He's got the legs. And the leg over here. And little feet. Hold this kitty cat tail.
This is
right up it goes.
Terrifying.
Why do cats do that anyway? I think that's a kitty. Now I know he's only got two legs, but from where I'm sitting, this is all I can see of the kitty. You can almost hear him purr.
It looks like a rectangle.
What else can I draw?
A
car.
Swirl for
try
a head.
So I'm gonna look at the car from the side, like from where I'd come into the car, you know, passenger side. We'll start with our wheels. Right, so I use my hand here to remember where the left tire was. So we go all the way around like this. Nice circle. All
right, he's got it.
All the
he's
way
got
over
a,
here.
A tire now, so that's a good story.
It's got about even with the hand, okay? So all the
Has
way
he
around.
Has he always been
circle.
Blind?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Now
but
we'll
then
make
how
the
would he know what
here.
Any of these things look
yeah.
like? That makes
By
sense.
Feeling them.
Yeah. And now our back door.
And it's just.
So there we go. Hop in, everybody.
It does not nice look like a safe car.
Yourself.
I don't think that passed me.
He's going to draw
crash test.
Well,
what's he drawing now?
Himself.
We're going to start from the top here, and we'll start with like the forehead. See, and then down here, look, we could draw like an eye, right? There's
Which
the top eyebrows and stuff.
All right,
oh,
come on.
A little far. But look, see, isn't that a circle inside?
That's how good he feels himself. Okay.
Then we put the nose here. Right, for me, the nose right, is trying.
This is automatically looking like put it's looks.
It looks like the cat.
Right? No, it looks like one of those games in an arcade where here. You punch something
we'll
and see how
mouth.
Hard you punch.
There's the teeth.
Look.
And there's. Oh boy, this is
looks
hideous.
Like a crane.
Okay, and then my broad shoulders over here. See. One,
what
two,
in the world?
Like four, five fingers. Now, if we could remember where our other shoulder was here, and again some fingers. This is like a front view, right? So you're looking right at me. Can I just take this paper? I'm going to show you. Look, you probably can't even tell which is which now. Okay?
Jeez, no.
It looks like him. I can see
it's
it.
Tricky, right?
I can see it.
Incredible.
I'm impressed that he, like, keeps
well, and
track
I forgot
of where
the
he is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'll tweet that out through our account. That's...
That was cool.
That's pretty incredible.
That was interesting.
What would you guys... How would you guys rather be blind or deaf?
Deaf. I'd rather be deaf.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be deaf too.
I don't think I could.
It sucked, you know. I'd miss out on music, but there's so many
blind.
More things.
Really?
Blind.
I could not live without my sight.
Blind.
It'd be weird.
Yeah, but think about everything you do with your eye. Like, how would you walk places? How would you, like, watch movies? You can still watch movies. Just put on closed caption.
I don't need to see to lift. I can just put earphones in and just lift.
I
definitely need
I could be the first
with,
blind
no,
bodybuilder.
I think
you're,
no,
do you need
I think
to listen to lift?
Yeah.
How? What do you,
you
need
have,
to listen
to? You have
to
have music on. Have to. I don't think it's actually possible to lift without music. So, I mean.
They successfully like have made deaf people be able to hear again. So.
Well, let's make blind people able to see again.
I'm sure it's in the works.
I think.
I'm sure Bernie Sanders is promising that in his campaign.
End of the first period, Sabres 2, Columbus Blue Jackets nothing.
Oh, that means Buffalo might not be second to last after today. Might be
How about
to
them
last.
Burrs, huh? How about them Burrs? Let's see who scored.
Update.
Brett Burns scored in the San Jose Sharks game, so that's important. They're in the playoffs.
Not Buffalo.
Okay. We never expected to be in the playoffs, so don't give me that.
That's high standards right there.
Well, Jamie McGinn.
Has Bruce Springsteen ever performed at a Buffalo game?
At a game?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Has he performed at a Pittsburgh game? Okay.
Sounds like he has a thing for Buffalo.
David Legwand and Jamie McGinn scored. Eichel and Ristolainen have assists. Wow, those two are neck and neck with those points. I saw Clarence Clemens' last concert. That was in Buffalo.
Who?
Clarence Clemens, the infamous saxophonist.
See the guy from the Sax Roll video?
Hey, Molly. Huh?
See the guy from the Sax Roll video?
No. He was the one. You know Lady Gaga had that song, Edge of Glory?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He did the...
Sax?
Yeah. Yeah. That was his last project, and Lady Gaga killed him.
Okay, if you could be if you could be like a master at playing one instrument, what would it be?
The tuba. I already am.
He's a master.
I've played the tuba since I was in fourth grade.
So you could pick up a tuba right now and just go crazy?
Yeah. Actually, I was thinking the other day how I miss playing the tuba. I do. I miss being in band.
I miss playing the piano. I'm a pianist.
You're a pianist?
I'm trying to find a sax part.
But you play every instrument, do you not?
I don't really play.
I'd like him to meet Joe Yana.
The saxophones,
because they both play like crazy like instruments. Like Joe played like 15 instruments or something.
Speaking of instruments, Autry was going to come on the show and play his recorder.
Too bad he's with Clarice.
He can play Gravity by John Mayer on their quarter. It's pretty impressive.
It was actually pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Clarice?
No, we can't talk about Clarice.
Well, depends what you want to talk about.
Oh, this computer's still buffering. It's ridiculous.
Good friends with the
high. Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Are we talking about, like, the same Clarice I think we're talking about?
Louis C.K., yeah.
Yeah, Louis.
The girl he's been hanging out with.
Oh, yeah.
The girl.
Yeah.
And you know that ensemble I was talking about? Ensemble Immersion?
Mm-hmm.
Me and her were both in Ensemble Immersion.
No kidding. Did she juggle? And
she danced. She did dancing and whatnot. And one time we did this is the last project I was involved in, and it was a camp kind of thing. This was my first acting debut. I was my first lead role acting debut, one of the lead roles. I was like, me and a bunch of friends were camping, and camping. We were attacked.
What is hypothetical camping?
I don't know.
Let him finish
the show.
The
show was about camping. That's what I meant. The show was about camping, and we were attacked by wolves, and she was one of the wolves.
All right.
That's kinky right there.
What?
Anyway. And how did if you hear this? You know what happened.
I doubt she's hearing this right now.
Funny. It was.
I wish Tree was listening.
Told him to.
She was also a fish too when we went fishing.
Yeah, she
was. What?
In the show, whatever.
You know what?
They're dropping the Rochester show.
I do not.
What? What are you talking about?
Oogie's over here texting his sister about Bruce Springsteen.
He brings everything back. Buffalo.
No, I just said Rochester. Rochester's not Buffalo, buddy.
It's close enough to Buffalo.
Oh, the tickets.
Oh.
Get your Rochester tickets.
No.
My sister wants to go. I'm a little salty because it's mine and my dad's thing. But at the same time...
Let your sister go see Bruce.
At the same time, everyone needs to experience Bruce once in their lifetime, and I don't want to be selfish. Jess, I guarantee you, if you go, it'll change your life.
I don't think it will.
No, it will.
We should all go to a Bruce Springsteen.
What's like the typical age range of the
Bruce?
Oh,
it's a bunch of old people.
Yeah.
Bunch of old people?
80. No, not that old. Yeah. Nursing homes just truck them in. Busloads and busloads.
Bruce Springsteen.
I don't think I'm going to go hang out with the old people and Bruce.
It's like people our parents' age that go, and me.
and Ogie.
Look, I'm telling you, Bruce Springsteen will change.
They probably all tell you how tall you've got since the last time they've seen you. Shut up.
How old were you when you first saw Bruce?
I was in middle.
Let me guess. 15.
I was in middle school, so probably like, what, 11, 12?
Yeah.
Was it sixth grade? Yeah, sixth grade,
sixth
I think.
Sixth grade.
I saw our first show we ever saw him was in Cleveland.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was all right. I'm
surprised he got out there alive.
Then. And then. And then we saw him in Rochester. Then Buffalo, then Rochester and Buffalo, then back and forth between Rochester and Buffalo.
Let's go back to Buffalo.
And then Pittsburgh.
Always.
And then Pittsburgh.
Wow.
But apparently he's releasing a solo album, and this might be the last of the E Street Band for a while.
No.
Oh, no.
So you got to get it in while you still can. He's not going to live forever, unfortunately.
I don't know.
Will he?
Oh, I hope so.
Might.
He's unbelievable.
If you could bring one performer back from the dead, who would it be?
Clarence Clemens. Not, I don't know. Who would you bring back?
John Lennon.
I didn't like the
Love
Beatles.
Not War, Brad.
I didn't like the Beatles.
Who would you bring back?
I don't know. Maybe. No, I'm not mad that Kurt Cobain died, because then the Foo Fighters were formed.
I didn't like Kurt Cobain.
So, I don't know, Michael Jackson.
Right.
No, you know, he's at the tail end of his career. He was about to do his last tour. So, no. I don't know.
Yeah, but you never know what may have come out if he didn't pass away.
I mean, he's about to do his farewell tour, so I think he was calling it quits.
My sister put in her vote for Beethoven.
Beethoven? Okay.
I actually was just going to say, like, I'm a classical musician. I would bring back Niccolo Paganini, who's a violinist that he would go to, like, courts of, like, kings in, like, different countries. He'd tell them to pick three strings. He'd cut all three of them and leave one and play a whole solo doing just one string. He said he'd be, like, the greatest violinist in history.
That's impressive.
I'm going to cat. Jeff would probably say Jimmy. Jimi Hendrix.
I saw a picture the other day, and it's Beethoven, and he's like, "Are you guys ready to hear some hot symphonies?" And the crowd's like, "Yeah!" And Beethoven's like, "I can't hear you." Get it? Because he's deaf.
He's deaf.
That's funny.
It was really tragic, Ogie, that happened.
Okay, I'm not kidding. Why don't we call up Mark? This will be Mark's minute.
Are we doing OTF today?
We can get some OTF in. Call Mark, and then we'll do some OTF.
Do Mark's minute. Say what's up.
What?
I can.
That's awesome. Hey, for Mark's minute, Joe, why don't we bring your mic over here, and then you can share with Jesse, so we can have one mic just for his phone. They don't update these OTF pages, so there's nothing new. So
yeah,
okay. OTF is kind of dying
okay.
out.
Turn music up. We got on speakerphone. What are we asking, Mark?
What artist he would bring back?
Okay.
If he picks up.
If he picks up.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Where are you at?
Just walked into the North Hills High School. We just came to the basketball game.
Oh, do you have 1 minute to talk?
Yeah.
All right.
You just have to talk loud.
Okay. Well, it's Mark's minute on the Tuesday night spaghetti dinner. And so our question for you today is, if you could bring back any past performer who is now dead, who would you bring back?
Past performer.
Yeah.
Comedian or music?
It doesn't matter.
It could be
anybody.
Do one of each. One of each.
An artist and a comedian.
I guess you got to bring back Elvis.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Elvis and Red Fox.
And who?
Fox.
Red Fox.
Red Fox was a comedian.
That sounds like Redbeard's spell. You know who Redbeard is?
All right.
No comment.
It shouldn't be spaghetti night. It should be fish fry night.
Well, I think we're gonna stick with spaghetti.
All right. I'm going to have to sign off because my hearing isn't that great.
Well, you're getting up there, so.
We'll say go Ackman.
You know, I hope they play well. All right, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
That was
By the way,
Mark.
Ogie, the spaghetti you made this week is delicious.
Thank you. I tried a new recipe.
One of these days we're getting real spaghetti up in here.
We'll make it up. We'll figure out what we can do. Maybe we'll do like a live online stream show for like Super
that.
Saturday.
You can't
we
trust
do
me
do Super
for that.
Saturday
Dude,
show.
I'm telling you, we need to get our own equipment and do an Anything Goes show.
Well, we can't. Well, not anything.
Can
goes.
We rent equipment and take it somewhere?
All right, well,
we'll figure out. I won't be on for that show because you can't trust me in front of a camera.
What does that
mean? We can
mean?
Edit it. We can.
I imagine.
Not if it's a live stream. How are you going to edit a live stream?
You can't trust me.
You
want to
live stream it?
I don't care.
I'd feel best if we would probably be better if we edited it after.
Yeah, because especially if I'm on it, because just anything could happen.
We should.
I would imagine like the guy from like the, what was it, Family Feud? Like something you wouldn't want to find in the back of your car. Pickles.
Well, it's good. It's about that time. OTF. We got a couple minutes.
We got a call. I told you there's nothing new on OTF. We're
God,
gonna have to.
Come on.
Sorry.
God.
Make things happen.
I brought up Microsoft Word for nothing.
And typed four names.
Oh, that works down the drain.
Sorry. Take the next 2 days off from school. Recuperate.
All right, how about I read you a random fact?
Well,
and you
spell
tell
can't.
Me.
Oh, yeah, we can do this day in history. I forgot we had that
as a segment.
We have that cop out.
I can read, I can tell you, give you a random fact, and you can tell me if it's from Ohio, Texas, or Florida.
Go ahead.
So, OTF.
Here we go. In 2008, today in 2008, Fidel Castro announces that he will resign as president of Cuba.
Rest in peace.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Artificial heart recipient William J. Schroeder becomes the first such patient to leave hospital. That's cool. That happened in 1985.
Wait, everybody else that ever went to a hospital before him died?
No. He has an artificial heart. He was the first artificial heart patient to leave. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
There you go, Dad.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
In which state, Ohio, Texas, Florida, is it illegal to hunt for fish or whales?
Florida.
On Sunday.
Ohio, actually.
I'm going with Florida.
Florida.
It's Ohio.
What?
That makes no sense. It's stupid Ohio.
I'm the winner.
Of that one.
Of that one.
In this day in history, 44 people were killed in a prison brawl in Apodaca, Nuevo León, Mexico.
Nice.
Ole.
How did that make it history?
In this day in history, Georgia approves the first literature censorship board in the United States. There's to Georgia.
Okay, how about this one? Which state contains the city that was the first to use police cars? Ohio, Texas, Florida.
Texas.
Florida.
Ohio.
What did
you say?
Florida. Oh. It's Ohio.
I was going to say, I was going to read myself out of it because, like, they say the Wright brothers are from Ohio.
I'm a complete idiot.
Never mind. I was like, oh, birthplace of aviation. That's a police car, right?
Okay.
All right.
Now, hold on. One more. This is a good one. In which state, Ohio, Texas, or Florida, is there an alley dedicated to drummer Dave Grohl from Nirvana and the Foo Fighters
Florida.
That also contains the world's largest drumsticks?
Texas. Everything's big in Texas.
That's what you would think. That's what they want you to think.
I'll go with Ohio. It's even distribution.
You said what?
Florida.
So what?
Dang it.
Texas.
Ohio. It's Ohio.
I think it's just all Ohio.
Yeah,
all right, that's it. We're done. Thank you for listening. Everyone, thank you for listening. We appreciate Sarah, thank you for listening. You're probably the only one listening at this point. Same place, same time, next week, Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show, Army Radio, your campster voice. Good night. Have a good weekend. Go Bills. Go Sabres. Here's some Bruce.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. How far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder, half mile of line. Come on.